Hi, and welcome to another episode of Afro Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Manik. I love my life, my music, and I love God. What do you love? So, it's official. Davido's son, Ifeanyi, is gone. And it's gone forever. It's very sad, you know. The news came as a shock to me. I never wanted to do anything about that. I didn't even want to talk about it. But I've been getting so many requests from a lot of listeners and subscribers. And they've been asking me to talk about it. What's my view on Davido's son's demise? And, it's a very sad thing, you know. Especially from someone like Davido. You know, someone like Davido, what is done, the legacy is, you understand? He even had the deepest relationship, if you can remember. He went as much as gifting Chioma a Porsche, which is go far gone. And we all knew from that moment that that relationship was blessed, and this is the relationship Davido wanted. And we all, as Davido fans, you know, this fans, everybody, the whole world, nationwide, everyone, we knew Chioma was, you know, the woman. Chioma was the one, and she's still the one, irrespective of what's going on right now. You know, life comes with challenges. I know they are still young. Davido is still a very, very young man and very, very capable. We can, you know, tell from his other escapades. He has so many baby mamas, both the ones we know and the ones we do not know. Davido is a well-known, capable man of, you know, doing his thing. And Chioma is a very young woman too. She's a beautiful young woman, young queen for King David. It doesn't happen all the time, you know. This is a once in a lifetime union. But we get to see a king, and a king that was destined to be a king, meet with his queen. It's just like, you know, people reincarnating after 1,000 years, you know, lovers reincarnating after 1,000 years just to find themselves and become lovers again, you know. Most times they don't even know, but at the end of the day, they find out that they were destined to be with each other. And if they were given a chance over and over again 1,000 times, they would choose themselves again. That is what I see. That is what the relationship between Davido and Chioma really is to me. Davido and Chioma is someone that I feel were destined to be who they are today. They were destined to be husband and wives, and whatever fruit they have out of their relationship is a divine fruit. And if in his infinite wisdom our creator decides to take back a gift he has given for reasons best known to the creator himself, let it be. Let it just be so. Let it happen like that. We cannot go against it. What was meant to happen has happened. Yeah, we cannot go against it. this relationship to me really inspired me, you know, made a lot of men want to be better men after Davido, you know, met Chioma and proposed and gave her a push and sang Assurance and did so many other songs, you know. Even when there were so many rumors, I remember when there were a lot of rumors about Peruzzi pimping Chioma for Davido and something along the line that that says he already had an affair with Chioma and all that shit. But I was like, if Davido doesn't give a damn, why should I give a damn? You know, obviously it's fake news because Chioma is Peruzzi's cousin, and you rarely get that you know stuff around here. This is not Alabama. This is Nigeria, Africa, and Peruzzi's an organized guy, is someone I really admire and someone who has inspired me, you know, inspired my music. He has, you know, inspired, you know, my creativity, everything that I've been doing in a while now. Peruzzi has, you know. And to show you the kind of person Peruzzi is, he has always been by Davido's side, despite everything, despite what's going on. Peruzzi's always there. And that's why I know none of those stories, you know, were true. You know, they were all false news propagated by Davido's rivals, influencers, people who want to, you know, whose main job is to see that Davido's reputation is, you know, being, you know what I mean? Yeah. Also, Takeoff is gone. I saw some tags on Twitter and you say Takeoff has taken off. It's official. Takeoff from the Migos group has taken off. You know, the rapper was shot, you know, after a little brawl. It's crazy because he never thought it was going to happen. You know, I think about Takeoff's death and Takeoff was like, it's like the Tupac of, if Tupac was a group, the Migos are the Tupac of the generation for most people. Yeah, most Gen Z. Yeah, most, you know what I'm trying to say, yeah. So, like, Takeoff's death was a shock. And people keep, you know, talking about this black-on-black crime and how black rappers are killing black rappers and how the black people keep degrading themselves. Someone like Chasten White, you know. Chasten White is really, 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 really getting a lot of, you know, attention from this, you know, trend. He talks about everything and people don't, you know, people cannot check him because sometimes he's actually saying the truth. Chasten White is saying the truth, yeah, and you cannot go after him because you cannot go after the truth, yeah. If you're going after the truth to stop the truth from speaking up, obviously you have ulterior motives. So you cannot go out after the truth if you really want to keep your image, your appearance to the public. If you really want to keep that, you cannot go after the truth. You cannot just fight the truth like that. You're going to look like an hater. That is why Chasten White is winning irrespective of the fact that he's still contributing to black on black crime. He's still degrading black people just to be ahead of black people. Because you cannot tell me Chastain White is talking about all those things and doing all these things it does if he's not making profits from it. Because I've seen some videos on YouTube and some people have sent me exclusive videos of Chastain White having altercation with other people. And he brags about how much he makes from the videos he makes and the appearances he makes. He brags about how many people pay him to just appear on the show. You know, personally, I cannot pay Chastain White to appear on my show. Bro, I'll contact you if you do not want to do it. Fine. If you want to do it, fine. But I'm not going to pay someone like Chastain White to be on my podcast. What's he gonna say? What's he gonna say that I haven't heard before? That King Von, rest in peace, King Von. That King Von is a demon. What else is he gonna say? How else is he gonna degrade the black race? You know, that's just that. And rest in peace, Takeoff. I hope Quavo and Offset are really getting over this. Let them mourn. This is a very, very sad thing that has happened, and I'm really, 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 really not happy. I'm not happy with what has happened. I know many people are not happy as well, and that's why I'm really letting it out here, letting people know that we need to stop this. You know, I love rappers. I love hip hop. You know, I'm a hip hop representative, despite the fact that this is Afro Lifestyle Podcast. It's all about Afro beats. It's all about Africa. It's all about a black race. It's all about we as Africans expanding and showing who we are to the world, you know, through entertainment and its likes. Despite that, I respect hip hop because hip hop is African music. Hip hop was born out of the struggle of Africans, and look at what it is today. Just like Afrobeat was born out of African struggle and African turmoil and suffering, and look at what it is today. It is a cutting, you know, a two-edged sword, and it's striking, and the whole world is paying attention to Afrobeat right now, and that is what hip-hop is. I respect hip-hop a lot, and for the love I got for hip-hop, I'm just gonna plead with everyone, please, you know, do this for the music and for the passion. Stop this killing, stop the shooting, and let's live as one, you know, as let's just enjoy the fruit of hip-hop, music, entertainment. Let's make these millions, bro. Let's make these billions. Let's do this. We can do it. Let's get rid of this hatred we have for one another. It's not necessary. We don't need it. We don't need this hatred, you know. We do not need this hatred. Let's get over this. Let's get over this thing. Rest in peace, Takeoff. You'll never be forgotten. I know my younger brother loves the Migos. My manager, Popo. Shout out to Popo. He loves Migos. And I know this news is going to be really, really shocking to him. And these are the reasons why I haven't really talked about all these things, because I was shocked and I really had to, you know, absorb everything and get a hold of myself before I can, you know, put this on my podcast just so you all will listen. You know, we need to pray for our celebrities. We need to pray for entertainers. We need to pray for artists. We need to pray for comedians, actors or actresses. We need to pray for our entertainers. Everyone in the showbiz industry, everyone that's into showbiz, we need to pray for them because it's not easy. A lot of people are going through a lot, you know. To be where we are today, just to be where they are, you've gone through a lot of things, you know. Many people cannot tell you what I've done just to be in the position they are today. And losing that position is, it's really, really mind blowing. And it's out of this world, you know, to come all this way and lose it and just go. Like, go for real. Not even come back. Oh. That's, my good God. So we just need to pray. We need to wish our celebrities well, you know. We need to wish our entertainers well, our music producers, the singers, everyone, songwriters. We need to always put them in prayers and put them in our hearts, you know. It's not, we don't have to, it's not all the time we you know, follow the trends and remember them only when they're dropping jams and everything. Even when they're not making music and dropping jams and everything, they're going through a lot, you know. Most of them are going through bad deals. Most of them are paying the tax right now because at first they never knew they were gonna pay tax and everything. But right now they're going through it. A lot of them are going through a lot, and we need to pray for them. We need to, you know, bless them and think about them in all do, you know, because they've blessed us with good music, good arts, good sound, good performances that have changed our lives. And we cannot just, you know, we cannot act like it doesn't exist. We cannot just act like they didn't do anything, because they did a lot, you know. They impacted, yeah. I cannot, you know, start talking about how much the movie The Matrix changed my perspective, changed my outlook and everything. And even the cartoon Rick and Morty, I cannot just explain to you, but these are people behind this work of art. They were directors, screenwriters, producers, photographers. Everyone was behind this work of art, and that has impacted me a lot and changed my life. And I know it has changed a lot of listeners' life as well, you know. Why can't we just, you know, pray for these people? Let us just put them in our prayers, because I know they're going through a lot, because personally, I am going through a lot. Wizkid's new album, More Love, Less Ego. Wow, 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 wow. This is amazing. This album is, you know, it's really, really astounding. This is fifth studio album, you know, and it follows his Grammy Award winning fourth album, Made in Lagos. This is a 13 track album, and it's featured Aria Star, Skillabang, Chinsey, Naira Marley, Skepta, and Don Toliver. Man, these are big names, man. I don't even, you know, flabbergasted. My mind is discombobulated right now. Oh my, whiskey is doing, you know, weird things. Only whiskey understand the things. I was thinking whiskey was gonna prank us, you know, like this album is a long awaited album. We've been waiting for whiskey to drop song. And whiskey do job is playing prank on us. But finally, at last, Machala drops track, and this album is fire. The whole 13 tracks is fire. You know, this is new whiskey. This is new Afro sound. And if you even look at the album, it's not the genre there is not Afro beat, it's not Afro fusion, it's Afro sounds, in the sense that it's Afro, baby. Afro. This is the Afro Lifestyle Podcast, and whiskey is our number one advertiser of Afro beats. He's really, really doing well for the industry. He's doing well in as much as entertainment is concerned. He has come far. Whiskey has really, 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 really come far. All the way from EME, left EME, started doing it by himself, started Starboy, signed Easy, RO2Bs, and the rest. And despite the challenges and everything, Starboy Wheezy, Big Wheeze, he's still, you know, making heat and keep making us proud. He keeps making Africa proud, you know, because Starboy, I listened to the track with Naramali and Skepta today, bro. That shit was fire, man. That was banging. And then I listened to the one with Arista. Oh my God. Arista is a crazy baby. Arista, if you're listening, baby, you know, let's talk later. Let me get your number. And for real, I'm being serious. I know you're listening right now. And when you get this, eventually, just know that you got a secret admirer out here. My name is Manik. I love my life, I love music, and I love God, yeah, and I love you too, Arista. You're making Afro beats. You're taking it worldwide. You're making me proud of Afro beats. You're making me proud of Africa, and I love people who make me proud of where I'm from, because they are proud of where they're from, and you're doing that with Machala. Do you know who Macha? Oh my gee, baby. This ain't, you know, Arista, just, you know, give me a call. Let's connect. You know what I'm talking about now. The name More Love Less Ego is really, really captivating and is motivating, you know, in the sense that so many things has happened, and if we're paying attention to what Starboy is trying to do here, it shows that he sees what's going on, and despite everything, he chooses more love over ego. Yeah, but many people will choose their ego over more love. Yeah, I don't want to call names. I don't want to, you know, pull names out of nowhere. But you know what I'm trying to say. This album, you know, it's something we should think about when we're listening to the music and we're jamming to Starboy's music, because Starboy's music is always the kind of music we're gonna jam to in clubs, in the bedroom, in the other room, in the kitchen, everywhere. So when we're listening to it, we just have to think about, you know, showing more love and less ego, you know. As a married man, more love, less ego. As a single man, more love, less ego. As a single woman, married woman, more love, less ego. As a student, more love, less ego. Less ego. But your ego no go less shy. Yeah, you understand. More love, less ego.
However, you know, Burna Boy's Love Damini's album is still, you know, outstanding and is still doing, you know, better than More Love, Less Ego. But More Love, Less Ego is just out, and it's we're still looking at the stats and everything. We know that Love Damini is number one in 43 countries, and it charts in over 130 countries, top 100. And Wizkid More Love Less Ego is number one in only 12 countries, and it charts in just 117 countries, top 100. For now. And mind you, this is, it's taken a very long time. Or this is like how long now? Love Damini has been out for a long time, and More Love Less Ego just, you know, dropped, and it's already charting number one in 12 countries. And it's in 117 countries, top 100. And Burna Boy, since Love Damini is number one in 43 countries. So it's just a matter of time with the right promotion and everything, right strategies. I believe that, More Love Lexigo is gonna really, really do better than Love Damini's album, and Burna Boy has to come up with something else, you know, to, you know, overshadow Wizkid's glory, because Wizkid's glory, they shine gone. Wizkid's glory, they blind people high gone, you know. If Burna Boy album, he feature Lady Smith Black, Mambazo, J.O.S. was there, Victoni, Popcorn, Blast, Kelani, Ed Sheeran, J Balvin, and Khalid, you know. And I just mentioned the people that were featured in Wizkid's album. We have Maresta, we have Skillbang, we have Chinsey, we have Nairamali, Skepta, and Don Toliver. So let's watch out and see what's gonna happen. You know, it's just a matter of time. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. Davido just, you know, he made his first appearance in a barber saloon since his son's demise. I don't know how Davido will be feeling by now, but I know he's not going to be feeling great at all. You know, that's a huge loss to him as a father and as a man. It's an individual, you know, it's a huge loss, you know. I feel it. Despite the fact that I'm not related to Ifa in any ways, but I feel it. I feel that loss as well. It's a great loss. And when I saw him today, I saw the post where he was in a barbing salon, you know, getting a cut. I noticed that, man, Davido has really been crying. And like I said, we just need to pray for our celebrities. Let's put them in prayers. It's not going to take you anything. You know, just as you pray for yourself, pray for them too. Pray, you know, bless them, bless their work. Even if you don't believe in God, just acknowledge them, and whatever you believe in, just pray it blesses them and takes bad luck away from them. It's a huge loss, but only the creator knows best. He's our programmer, our maker, and our everything. So he knows best, and the creator is gonna provide. Where there's great laws, there's great providence. I believe Davido is gonna recover everything that he has lost 100-fold. So that is all time is gonna permit us to take today. Yep, I want you to, you know, like this content, like this podcast, subscribe and wait for another episode, because we're gonna be back with another exciting educational episode. Until then, my name remains Manik. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.